Easternization. Asia's Rise and America's Decline from Obama to Trump and Beyond. Author, Gideon Rackman. Easternization in Asia. Westernization, from Westernization to Easternization. For more than 500 years, ever since the dawn of the European colonial age, the fates of countries and peoples in Asia, Africa, and the Americas have been shaped by developments and decisions made in Europe, and later, the United States. But the West's centuries-long domination of the world affairs is now coming to a close. The root cause of this change is Asia's extraordinary economic development over the last 5 years. Western political power was founded on technological, military, and economic dominance. But these advantages are fast eroding, and the consequences are now defining global politics. This erosion is likely linked to the growing concentration of wealth in Asia, and in particular, the rise of China. America's period as the dominant global power represents the extension of a period of Western dominance of global affairs that began in the late 1400s, with the beginning of Europe's imperial age. The First World War marked the beginning of the end of a European dominance of the world. It was the Second World War, however, that ended European colonialism in Asia, creating the conditions for the process of Easternization that is currently unfolding. The risk of war. In 2012, a dispute between China and Japan over the ownership of some uninhabited islands in the East China Sea had flared up to dangerous levels. The United States guaranteed Japan's defense through the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty. If China were to attack the islands, the United States would be obliged to come to Japan's aid. Both sides assured America that they wanted to avoid war, but they also insisted on the importance and morality of their competing territorial claims. It is a shift in economic power that ultimately lies behind the rising tensions in the Pacific. Aware that is now the largest power in East Asia, the government in Beijing is keen to assert China's status, while the Japanese government is desperate to not appear weak. As for America, the consensus in Washington was that if America is to remain the world's dominant global power, it must continue to be the preeminent power in the Pacific. China. By the time President Xi Jinping took office, three related ideas were particularly important. A sense of aggrieved nationalism, increasing confidence in China's strength relative to the United States, and a deep fear about China's own domestic political stability and potentially subversive role of the West. The China Dream is part of a broader shift of power from the West to East. China will stand at the center of a new age of Asian prosperity, and will usher in a more harmonious world because its leadership will be wiser than that of the United States. The IMF has announced in 2014 that China was now the world's largest economy in terms of purchasing power. The third factor underpinning the rise of government-sponsored Chinese nationalism in the Qi years is the fear that the continued rule of the Communist Party was threatened by Western subversion. Qi's China presents the paradox. Its assertive foreign policy and rhetoric suggests that China is increasingly confident of its own power. American officials recognize that an emerging confrontation between the United States and China is not simply the result of a new mood of Chinese nationalism. It is also a result of an almost instinctive American response to the rise of a great new power. India, the second Asian superpower. The election of the government of Narendra Modi had led to a resurgence of optimism about the future of Asia's second would-be superpower. While the Chinese population is aging and the supply of young workers is shrinking, 65% of the Indian population was under the age of 30 in 2015. Demographers think that India is likely to surpass China as the world's most populous country. Some economists reckon it might be the world's largest economy by 2050. However, while India may one day be a genuine political and economic peer to China, that day is probably at least a generation away. China is already making a claim to be America's peer. India's ambitions are more modest, to be seen as one of a number of major international players. In September 2014, Xi Jinping visited India, and the Indians did their best to make him feel welcome. But even as Xi and Modi shook hands, Chinese troops were crossing into the disputed territory of Arunachal Pradesh. The message from Beijing could be interpreted only one way, as a threat. The incident helped to move Indian foreign policy toward the West. The United States and India joined forces to resist China's burgeoning maritime ambitions. The idea that India might one day be at the fulcrum of global economic development underlines the point that the story of Easternization is about much more than China, and indeed, about much more than Asia. The shifting of economic and political power from the West to the East is reshaping the world. Easternization beyond Asia. The question of American power. Every time the United States hesitated to enforce a red line in one part of the world, it raised questions over American security commitments elsewhere. So if Russia could get away with annexation of Crimea without triggering a military response, and President Assad could survive his use of chemical weapons, what conclusions might Beijing draw? Furthermore, Americans' defense spending has declined as a proportion of GDP, and non-Western powers such as China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and India have increased their military budgets. So America's once unquestioned lead in military power has begun to shrink. Under these circumstances, it became more important than ever that America's allies share the burden of upholding the Western alliance. But in fact, the opposite was happening. The countries of the European Union, beset by economic crisis, were spending less and less on defense. As a result, the 28-member NATO alliance, essentially the armed ring of the West, became increasingly dependent on American military spending. Failure of American allies to share the burden of maintaining Western military dominance threatens to turn one of the United States' greatest strengths, its network of allies, into a potential liability. The Middle East, the crumbling of the Western order. By the later stages of the Obama administration, the United States was experiencing the worst of both worlds in the Middle East. It was far more deeply involved in the affairs of the region than Obama had ever intended. Yet the American power was being challenged there as never before. Both developments had significant implications for America's ability to refocus its foreign policy on Asia. The fact that U.S. power in the Middle East was clearly ebbing had implications for the perception of American power in Asia. The sense that the United States had lost control in the region was heightened when Russia began its own bombing raids in Syria in the late 2015 in support of President Assad. Europe and its well-sealed windows. The process of Easternization means not only that Europe no longer controls large swathes of the globe, it also means that Europe is increasingly vulnerable to political, social, and economic trends in the rest of the world. When the British decided to leave the EU, it was a potentially shattering blow to the European self-confidence. It deprived the EU of one of its largest and most dynamic economies, Britain. Britain's withdrawal from the EU raised the possibility that Europe might one day divide once again into hostile blocs. At the very least, Britain's self-isolation within Europe made it ever more evident that Germany was now the prominent power. The real problem for German leadership in Europe was that the Chancellor Merkel was leading a country that yearned for nothing more than a quiet life. The Germans had learned the lessons of the 20th century almost too well. As a result, the idea that the military could be the solution to anything seemed to be almost anathema to the German public. As policymakers in Washington grappled with the implication of the rise of China and the turmoil in the Middle East, the most powerful nation in Europe was more than content to be a bystander. While the Europeans would prefer to concentrate on business and remain as bystanders in an emerging struggle for power in Asia, the strategy is unlikely to be viable over the long term. Just as the problems of the Middle East burst through Germany's well-sealed windows, tensions in distant East Asia will eventually confront the nations of Europe with unavoidable political strategic choices. Russia turns east. Russia's alienation from the West is part of the same phenomenon as China's increasing power and assertiveness. Both are signals that the world situation that had come into being in 1989 with the fall of the Berlin Wall is precarious. That world that had been characterized by unquestioned American dominance of the global system. Now, the relative decline of U.S. economic and political power is encouraging rival nations to explore whether the United States can be challenged. Africa and the Americans. China beyond its backyard. China's trade with Africa grew 20-fold between 2000 and 2010. China's growing influence in Africa is the most prominent example of its emergence as a truly global power, with an economic and diplomatic reach that extends well beyond its own Asian hinterland. The expansion of Chinese influence in Latin America, although less noted, was in many ways just as remarkable as China's growing presence in Africa. Latin America, after all, is the United States' backyard. Latin American countries, which had previously felt that they would always live in the economic shadow of the United States, suddenly found that they had options. The West's institutional advantage. Looking at some of the key institutions that underpin the global economic and political order reveals how much of the world is still wired through the West. These include high-profile international institutions, such as the United Nations, the World Bank, and the IMF. The most important Western edge is the West's reputation for the rule of law. As long as these institutions continue to be perceived as enforcing rules predictably, impartially, and swiftly, the world's wiring will remain disproportionately located in the Western world. Evidence that the United States is inclined to abuse its institutional power to advance its foreign policy goals will spur efforts to develop alternative non-Western institutions. However, the success of those efforts will depend on whether the sponsors of these new institutions are able to persuade other countries that their new forums are less open to political manipulation than the old ones, based in the West. For China in particular, this raises very fundamental issues about the rule of law in a system in which the Communist Party remains above all other institutions, including the courts. Beyond East and West, the most obvious concern linking the major powers of both East and West is their interest in continuing growth of the global economy. The greatest political challenges of the 21st century will be to manage the process of Easternization in the common interest of humankind.